Thank you, Robin. And a reminder of those contact details, the website is www.benjaminfoundation.co.uk or call 01603 886930. And our final batch of stories for this part of Chatterbox includes The Return of the Norwich Mystery Plays, the 7th Heatherset Village Fun Run, Norwich City's new season's kit is unveiled, and plans are revealed for two Norwich shoe factories. But first, the closure of Churchman House.
It's the end of an era for Churchman House on Bethel Street in Norwich, as the registration office has closed its doors for the last time. The Grade 2 listed building has been the registration office for births, deaths and marriages for many years, but closed on Wednesday the 6th of July. It had been used as a wedding venue for two decades, but the register office will reopen in a new location in the Archive Centre next to County Hall on Monday, July the 11th, for birth, death and notice of marriage appointments. The centre will also hold early bird register office weddings and civil partnerships. Larger weddings and civil partnerships will continue to be held at its new home in Norwich Castle. The first wedding was held in the benefactor's room at the castle in April, and the first couple to wed there were Josephine and Stephen Mason. The office opening hours at the Archive Centre will remain the same, and there will be a small number of parking spaces available at the site.
The centuries-old tradition of mystery plays is to be re-enacted at one of Norwich's most historic sites. The Norwich Medieval Mystery Plays will feature the Grocer's Play, as well as plays from the N-Town cycle. They're being adapted and directed by theatre maker Peter Beck from the 615 collaboration, and they will be performed in Norwich Castle's Keep from August 25th to the 27th. The Grocer's Play from about 1533 is believed to have been the only known surviving work from a cycle of mystery plays from Norwich, while the End Town cycle is also thought to have connections to East Anglia. Mr. Beck said, "For me, I'm excited about it because the mystery play tradition is the birth of theatre in England. It's where the theatre going came from. They would have been performed in the marketplace." About the modern-day adaptations, he said, "It's going to be a very immersive theatre experience. Lots going on around you, using lots of different elements of theatre and music, really bringing the stories to life in a very dramatic and fun way in a very magical setting." The modern adaptations are designed to be suitable for all ages and are part of a programme of medieval activities taking place at Norwich Castle this summer. Mystery plays were traditionally performed by trade guilds, and this 21st century project is also involving the Guild of St. Stephen and St. George.
More than 200 runners and walkers aged from 3 to 73 took part in the 7th annual Heatherset Village Fun Run. The run follows a 2-mile course along traditional village roads, starting and finishing outside Heatherset Junior School and progressing along Queen's Road, Great Melton Road, Mill Road, New Road and Old Norwich Road. This year, the event was led off by riders from Heatherset Hawks Cycle Speedway Club, which is celebrating its golden anniversary. First home in the fun run was Adam Lewis, who completed the route in just over 11 minutes. The other 214 people taking part finished in the following 45 minutes. Torrential early morning rain gave way to sunshine in an event that was first conceived as part of the village's run-up to the 2012 London Olympics. Village roads along the route were closed off to traffic during the run, with volunteers from Crusaders Rugby Club and Heatherset Academy acting as marshals. Shane Hull, an organiser of the run, said, "We're very pleased to say that all 215 people taking part finished for the seventh year running and there were no injuries. We are very grateful to everyone who supported the event. Everyone received a commemorative medal, and an interdenominational church service was held before the fun run in Heatherset Junior School and was led by the rector of Heatherset, the Reverend Derek McLean.
Fans have given Norwich City's new kit for the upcoming season a warm reception, with many hailing it as the best in years. Yesterday morning, the club posted a picture of Johnny Howson and Martin Olsen wearing the 2016-17 home strip as it was launched in Canary's official stores, on an area bus in Carrow Road, and on the club's online store. The launch of the kit, which is this year sponsored by the Aviva Community Fund, garnered a positive reaction online, with many praising its simplicity. Many were relieved that its design was sleeker than last year's controversial third kit, which featured bright block stripes and was panned by fans. In response to this year's design, Mark Newstead posted on Twitter to say, "Very, very nice, way better than last year's." Angie Sharp added, "I really like the new #NCFC kit. Seems like they may have listened to the feedback from last year. All is forgiven. Let's delete 2015-16 from the records." Steve Balmer-Waters, City's head of retail, said it was a combination of historical kits from the club's history mixed with a modern flair. He said, "With the mesh finish on the side of the shirts, shorts and socks, we have really focused this year on producing a lifestyle kit which has a complete look. The kit we've created for the 2016-17 season has a modern, stylish and retro feel, and I believe the fans will love it as much as we do."
An ambitious £100 million bid to transform two former Norwich shoe factories is today revealed. Developer Dominic Richards wants to regenerate the five-acre site of the former St Mary Works and St George's Works factories in the Duke Street area of Norwich into housing, restaurants and workspaces. He wants the site, including the two old shoe factories and various 1960s buildings, to be transformed into starter homes, family houses and prime homes for those aged 55 years and over, as well as live workspaces, technical and creative hubs. Although he doesn't yet have planning permission, he hopes work could start as early as next January. Meanwhile, today he pledged that the scheme would not be halted by the uncertainty caused by the Brexit vote. He said, "Although there is unquestionable short-term uncertainty, I don't believe this makes Norwich any less of an attractive city, and so we have to keep going." That's all for this part of Chatterbox, so it's goodbye from Paddy Watkins and Peter Dennington. Please stay tuned for Information Desk, more local stories, and a feature about one of Norwich's iconic companies, Lawrence Scott.